Grace to you and peace from God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Gospel lesson appointed for this day, the festival of the Holy Trinity, we find our Lord Jesus in the middle of a heated exchange with some Pharisees. At the beginning of John chapter 8, Jesus had humiliated these Pharisees by shaming them before a woman caught in adultery. These Pharisees wanted to stone this woman to death, as was prescribed in the law. Rather, Jesus taught mercy, the mercy of God. He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Humbled by Jesus' words, all of the Pharisees left the woman alone. Following that scene, Jesus began to teach some very bold truths about himself. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And the Father who sent me bears witness about me. The Pharisees and the Jews gathered around Jesus were beholding with their eyes a mere man. And the things, though, that Jesus was saying sounded like things that God alone should say. And so Jesus, to be saying these things, was bordering on blasphemy. As John records, though, no one arrested Jesus for his words, because his hour had not yet come. And so Jesus continued in this discussion with the words just before today's gospel lesson. And these words of Jesus are condemning. They strike to the heart of these Pharisees. For he has accused the Jewish people, the very chosen race of God, to bring about the Messiah. He has accused them of having the devil as their father. And he has told them that because they are not believing in him, Jesus himself standing before them, that they are really not of God at all. The Jews were beside themselves. No Jew they knew was self-hating. So this must mean that Jesus was either of one mind with the hated Samaritans, or he was playing host to a demon, as the Jews suggest. But Jesus is neither. He is speaking the most holy truth. I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. Now we know you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? Ironically, this is exactly Jesus' claim. They held him to be possessed by a demon. Jesus claimed to be God. The Jews understood exactly what Jesus was telling them. They just could not believe. They could not wrap their minds around the concept that someone would actually say it. Only God was greater than Abraham in the minds of the Jews. And then Jesus said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." The mystery remains, however, how this occurred. Jesus does not explain it. But Abraham, the greatest of the patriarchs, the father of the Jews, rejoiced to see Jesus' day. The Jews continued to be dumbfounded. Jesus wasn't making any sense to them. There was no way that he could be older than 50 years old. And yet, he claims to have seen and known Abraham. Finally, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Jesus was totally serious. Not only was Jesus claiming to be greater than Father Abraham, he was saying that he existed before Abraham, and that he has always existed. In those words that Jesus spoke, he said quite clearly, "I am God." That was the final straw for his Jewish audience. They picked up stones to hurl at him. They wanted him dead for his blasphemy. No one could ever rightly claim to be God. And yet this is exactly what Jesus did. He claimed to be God. And as always, Jesus' claim was good. Jesus is God. Jesus is the Son of the Father, eternally begotten in human flesh. Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit are all one God, as we have confessed this morning. Jesus is the great I Am, as announced in the Old Testament. He has always existed. He is the Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father. Jesus, the Son of God, was present before the founding of creation, as we have heard in the book of Proverbs. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, then I was beside him, like a master workman. I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the children of man. This is Jesus, the Jesus who stood before the Pharisees that day in the temple, was there at the beginning of the world. The Jesus who rescued the adulterous woman from certain death by stoning was there when the heavens were established. God truly walked this earth in the person of Jesus Christ. In him was and is the fullness, the entirety of the deity. When the Jews, the Pharisees, the adulterous woman, the 12 disciples looked at Jesus, they beheld the face of God. How truly awesome that is. How truly incredible that is to ponder for us now 2,000 years removed to consider these people who looked at Jesus. And even more so, how incredibly amazing it is what Jesus from there went on to do. For God lived our life in our place. He faced all of our temptations, and he resisted each of them, failing never. He endured the mocking of our fellow sinners for suffering the blows of the whip, for being beaten, for being crucified. His face was spit upon, his body nailed to a cross. He suffered and he died, all for you, all for me. Bearing your sins and mine in his body, Jesus paid the full price for your redemption and mine. Our sins are paid for in Christ. Our sins are forgiven, removed forever, just as God is forever. And this is what the Holy Trinity has done for you. God has done for you, created you, redeemed you, sustains you. And this triune God continues to live with you wherever you are. That is the promise you have with you now as you continue in this life. He goes with you wherever you go. For you are marked by his cross. His sign is upon your forehead and upon your heart. Marked you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified, as we have seen this morning in Holy Baptism. And this same triune God holds you up in this life by the sinless body and blood of Jesus Christ, given to you in the Lord's Supper, so that you may endure to the life that is to come. The same life that you have now in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. So like Abraham, rejoice, because you have heard the wondrous things of Jesus. You belong to the Savior, the Messiah. You know all that he has done for you, all that he is for you. He is yours, and you are his. He is the great I Am. He is eternal. He has always been and will always be. Because of him, because of Jesus, his death and his resurrection for you, you will dwell with the Holy Trinity always and forever, even as he dwells with you now. Even so, amen. And now the peace that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Amen.